Alignment with the water systems is alignment with yourself, alignment with the soil in the earth is alignment with yourself. Alignment with Father Sky is alignment with yourself. Seek your own alignment from your awareness of the natural elements and the universal system that operates for each planet, each solar system, and all you need is the awareness that these systems are there and that they're all aligned and that we're aligned with them. And this is the message of well-being. It's the awareness that brings about the alignment, that brings about the well-being, that brings about the flourishing. And that is operating in the natural systems, in the natural way of things. And being grounded facilitates this. This is the being in your own body, down to your feet, so that the energy goes down into the earth as well as from the connection from your crown chakra upwards. And it takes a few minutes from time to time during the day just to allow your awareness back to this, so that you're constantly aware and that becomes your default awareness in life and throughout your day, moment to moment, that you can just check in with your alignment. And by checking in with your own alignment, you're checking in with the earth and the water and the elementals. And if that's the agreement you make with yourself, that's what will happen.
Greetings, dear ones. I'm Cryon of Magnetic Service. The group sits here at St. Bridget's Well. It's a popular attraction because of what has happened here, because of the emphasis, truly, on comfort, on healing. In the ancient past and the current and in the future, people will come here to drop their sorrow, to marginalize their grief, to wish, to pray, and to be healed. I ask you, if these things didn't happen, people would not continue coming. So that you might say there is indeed results here. And that's what I want to talk about. If I could label this channel, it would be alignments that you don't know about. That there's more than you think. There are places like this all over the planet, dear ones. There are very famous places and less well-known places, where people will come and you will see results of the healing. You will see crutches that are lined up that have been left there, but people who walked away differently than they came. And it has a reputation, and then others will come and they will say, yes, I did this and I felt this, and yes, it helped, and others saw miracles. It's not just here. And so you must ask yourself, what is it that creates such a situation of benevolence and healing and beauty and ease of spirit? Those who will come and form a shrine here of those that they've missed or that they've passed away. And they would ask that their grief would be reduced, and it is. Others would come here just to be healed. And they are. And then others will hear about it, and then it grows and grows, and then pretty soon it's a tradition. Sometimes it even becomes mythology. And I ask you yet again, What is it? Is it the building? Is it the stones that are here that many are leaning against and sitting on? Is it the saint whose statue is before you now? And I will tell you, it is none of those. What it boils down to, the bottom line, is belief. The belief of the human being is so incredibly important that when you actually believe something is going to happen, your cells feel it, they hear it, and the miracle begins. Others hear about it and will come and say, if I come to this place, I will be healed. I will have my grief taken away. This is a good place for remembrance of the one that I lost. And I will go there and it will help. And it does. The stronger the belief that these things are here, the more results will be obtained. And it has nothing to do with the rocks, or even the statue, or even the name, St. Bridget. For all over this planet, there are places like this, dear ones, that human beings will circle and come to and leave differently and be healed, never understanding, never knowing, never truly seeing that it is the alignment with the truth that is creating all of this, and not the building. It's the belief. Dear ones, it is responsible for spontaneous remission. It is responsible for so many things that happen in buildings and stone circles and shrines like this. And the human beings keep coming. I'm here to tell you that this is the power of God inside. And when the humans surround it with objects, it helps. When they would see a human, perhaps a saint, perhaps a monk, a priest, a pastor, a shaman, who represents these things, it helps because it's their focus. Sometimes it's a prophet. But whatever it is, it cements the belief. And the human does it themselves. The next step, obvious, do it without the shrine. Do it without the building or the statue. This is what humanity is starting to discover. What is inside and how your alignment goes with the planet, with the elements, with God. That is where you should leave your crutches. Leave them at the door of your doubt. Leave them at that entrance where you have lack of self-worth. This is a healing place. It really is. So many have been healed right now. If there is anyone even listening to this or here would like to be healed in this moment of something that they have or brought into this planet with them, it's a good time right now to know that you can do it all by yourself with God inside. It's yours. It's here. It's now. What a beautiful, stellar, miraculous message this can be to those who have never heard it before. This is the channeling of the day. This is the reason why you're here. St. Bridget's Well. And so it is.